Hey guys, welcome back to Eat and Talk. I'm your host Umar Darwar, and before we get into the podcast, I would like to address a few stuff. Number one, the reviews. Thank you so much everyone whoever has reviewed my podcast. I'm really grateful for that. I have read a few of them. Not all of them though, a few of them, and they turn out to be great, and I love the support you all are giving me. And secondly, the podcast listening platforms. There are many of you who asked me which all platforms it is available on. Right now, most of the major platforms are covered. Number one, Apple Podcast and Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitchers. About Podcoin, many of you asked me if I could upload it on Podcoin. The thing is, I'm trying hard to publish it over there. The process is a bit long, so I'm gonna see what I can do, and as soon as it's on there, I will update you guys. So make sure to follow my page on Instagram, that is Eat and Talk Podcast. Yeah, there's no underscore or space, it's that simple. Yeah, and number three, number three will be the schedule. I haven't yet decided the schedule yet. It will be most probably once a week or sometimes twice if I have time. But until the end of June or the mid-June, until the end of May or mid of June, I won't be setting any schedule. Later on, I will give... I will make a schedule so that you all know, and you all know when I'll be uploading. Yes, and number four, yes. Happy Ramadan or Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, whatever you all say. It's actually the starting of the holy month today, and I myself am fasting. So yeah, and everyone in the United Arab Emirates, I know 22% of my listeners are from United Arab Emirates. Please follow the rules and regulations and be safe. No need to do reckless driving. If you feel hot or if you feel very thirsty, grab a seat, relax a little bit, and yeah, take care of yourself. So yeah, let's get into the podcast. Today's podcast will be about... many of you have asked me how to gain viewers on podcast. As I am a new I am a new host as myself, I really don't know about that, but I did some research on it, and turns out the most efficient way to gain podcast listeners is by guesting someone on your podcast, by making a guest segment. Because not only does this allow you to gain more listeners from from the guests' podcast, but it also allows your audience to have a wider look on the topic you all are talking about. It makes you and your listeners to gain as much information of the topic as possible. So yeah, I'll be giving five types of questions every podcast host should ask their guest. Yeah. Before we get into it, I think my views on podcast interviews are not so different from any other kind of interview, because the long form nature of a podcast, it really gives your guest a chance to offer in-depth, insightful responses. As a host myself, you can set them, as a host, I can set them up like for success, and I can provide any entertaining music for my audience to listen to. What am I talking? Wait. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what? Scratch that. I will restart. Not restart. I'll give you some other point, because I didn't know what the fuck did I just say? Oh my god. You know what? Yeah, scratch that. Let's do it again. Yeah. And What I would suggest you guys to do is by whenever you guest someone, do a little bit research, because by researching the guy or the person, whoever you are interviewing, by researching them, it will be like asking, it will enable you to engage in the podcast interview questions and the follow-ups. And letting your guest share their story without interjecting too frequently. So, like, that's the number one issue. Like, you don't have an actual plan and you just keep on, like, talking. So, you don't have a base to set upon. So, doing this will allow you to have a base and have a topic to talk on. Number two that I would suggest you is always try to make a script, like basic points about what you're going to talk about in the podcast, and send that a week before your guest segment to the guest who will be arriving on your podcast. This will allow the guest to have a more confident talk with you, and it will also allow you to it will also allow himself to give greater response to the questions you will be asking him. And people think when they interview that you talk a lot. No, that's actually not the case. What you should be doing is you should listen a lot and talk a very little, because interviewing is mostly listening to the person who you have called. So the thing you should be doing is listening a lot and talking very little, and allowing the person to talk a lot, right, so that you can gain as much information from it as possible. And other than that, podcast interviews will also allow you to build relationships with your audience. You're providing an outside view, an expert on a topic, and offering new stories to your listeners, but an interview can stop dead in its track if you don't do your homework. Like, if you don't do your research, if you don't do your homework, and it will only be like a dry, boring kind of podcast, because you don't know what to ask, you're just going with the flow. That often is not the way how you do it. Yes, and you're not sure about where to start with your questions. You're in the right place. I'll be given 5 good guided questions so that it will boost your podcast, and it will allow you to make questions accordingly so that your interviewee is not bored, neither is your audience, and neither are you. And it will also allow you to gain a bit more followings upon your podcast. So the first type of question I would tell you to make is so that your guest, right, the question should be as such that your guest will be at ease and will get some insight into their background. Like, the audience will get to get a bit background of the interviewee. So the question could be like, let's suppose, what's your go-to order at your favorite hometown restaurant? So this kind of question is like, it's an open-ended question, so the guest can expand on their answers, having them to remember their childhood, that also in a good way, and to both warm them up for the rest of the episode, while also getting a glimpse into how they developed into the person they are today. And the answer may be like, depends on your guest. The guest may like a deli because they serve a killer pastrami sandwich, I guess, or they might prefer a quirky diner filled with charm, kids tea charm. So in these two kind of answers, you'll get to know him deeper, because it will show what kind of a person he is. Either he's a very sophisticated, luxurious living life kind of person, or he's a go-to fast, you know, whatever there is, he'll eat it and he'll go. So yeah, and you'll also get them a bit more comfortable for the rest of the episode while giving them a chance to showcase their personality and interest, which audience member always like to hear. Next kind of question will be to showcase the value of learning on the job, I guess, because the question could go around like, what do you wish you had known when you started out? This kind of question will it will allow to think back to your first day in school. Let's suppose you were probably a mix of excited and terrified, ready to enter a new environment, while being acutely aware there was plenty of education you had to yet master. It is highly unlikely for your guest to be an expert in the field they are in, the current field, right? So they always have to learn from their mistakes, right? So from the get-go, so they need to learn along the way, improvising their skills and knowledge, let's suppose. So there's a this question will allow you to understand what kind of conclusion he had, what kind of predictions he had, and what the conclusion he thinks will be because of the changed circumstances. Yes. And another kind of question that you could ask would be to let your guests speak about their passions, like what they are into it right now. For example, you could ask them, what are you curious about right now? Like, this is like this question has an added benefit of ramping up the energy of your podcast, because some guests may be more timid than others, but just about everyone perks up when they're speaking about their passions. You will notice a more enthusiastic, engaging tone coming from your guest. It will not only make him happy, but also a bit more excited for the upcoming show, because he'll be able to express himself. He'll be able to give out his plans for the future, and yeah, that's something our species, human beings, love to do. So yeah, and yeah, that's something which will make your podcast a bit more interesting. Yeah, next up will be a question that can demonstrate how your audience can overcome challenges, like a question which will allow the audience to think about the scenarios that the interviewee has gone through and how he has managed to escape it, or what he has learned from it. So that not only does it allow the audience to gain some information and knowledge upon that, but it also allows them to not make those mistakes which the interviewee has done, so that they can succeed much faster. The question could be really simple, like, what's something you have failed at? This, like, isn't supposed to be a gotcha question. Like, instead, the goal of this question is to get your guest to think of a roadblock. Yeah, a roadblock, okay? Or an obstacle, and how they fought through it on the road to success. Though it is tough to admit everyone fails throughout their life, but even your guest can you can't admit it, but still the guest can establish a credibility by speaking candidly or about those failures and offering some advice that your audience can apply to their own situations. Yeah, and next, I guess, is digging up interesting stories you haven't yet uncovered. Is there anything I should have asked but didn't? You get it? This kind of question. Is there anything I should have asked but didn't? These kind of questions will allow the the interviewee tell something that neither you or the audience might have heard. It will be something that will allow the audience to, I don't know, for some reasons I keep on calling the audience as the readers. So it will allow the audience to look a bit more, have a bit more, like they might have a bit large perspective of what the person is like. So like this is a wrap-up kind of interview question, and this specific question I have learned from David Hoochman. He's the founder of UPod. There are a group of writers across the world who share like advices, sources, and success stories. They're really awesome. You should go and check them out. So yeah, some interviewees are more than happy to go into detail about the project they're working on. Others, on the other hand, need an additional push. So you very well may get a no. You have covered it all as a reply, in which case, good job. But this question can also lead down an entirely unexpected and entertaining road. And when it does, your interview is that much stronger. Yeah. These are some of the questions that may help you. I hope it does. And these questions can help establish like a welcoming environment for your guest, while also providing an entertaining listen for your audience. So make sure you're doing a solid research beforehand to supplement the conversation, and you'll be well on your way to a fantastic episode. I wish you all good luck, whoever is going to try this, and do let me know in the reviews if any of these helped you. Yeah, and please don't forget, whenever you are asking a guest to arrive at an interview, please, that would be my request, allow them to go through what you will be talking about and what type of questions you will be asking them, so that it breaks the weirdness and the silence, because dead air is the most it's the least thing you want in your podcast. Dead air is never a good sign. So yeah, keep off dead air. Be ready for all questions. Make sure the interviewee is ready for all the questions. And yeah, good luck on whatever you're doing. And please review the podcast. Let me know how your interview went, or if you gain any kind of knowledge from it. And yeah, follow the Instagram page, Eat and Talk Podcast. And yeah, please let me know what you want to hear about next, and I will do my best to cover all the topics. Meet you on my second segment, which will be most probably about travel. Yeah, bye. Hey guys, welcome back to segment 2 of Travel and Podcast. My name is Omar Jarwar, and I'm your host for Eat and Talk Podcast. Before I start the traveling segment, I just want you guys to know that we'll be having a special guest arriving on our show next week on Sunday, the 12th of May, and she herself is a host for a podcast. Oh my God, what's happening to me? Obviously a podcast. And so yeah, stay tuned, and we'll be getting a lot of tips and tricks and hacks of traveling, because as you know, travel season is coming up in June, July, and August. Yeah, so be sure to check me out next week on Sunday, and the episode will be aired by most probably 10:30 to 11 o'clock AE time. Yeah. And also, what was the next thing I wanted to exactly, my views on traveling. So this podcast and the next one that will be coming up on Sunday will be about traveling. This segment is the views of myself on traveling, and the next segment, which will be on 12th May, will be upon travelers advice and her views on the traveling. So yeah, let's get into it. So me myself, I'm a travel freak as well. I love to travel. Lately I haven't been traveling much due to, you know, the normal routine and exams and all, but I find traveling a lot amusing and I love to discover new places. For me, traveling is a way for myself to release all the stress that I've been carrying. I travel just for the sake of relaxation. I traveled was in December, and I think next time I'll be traveling will be in August or November, something like that, because right now in June, July, I don't think I'll be going anywhere due to the internship programs I'll be joining. So yeah, traveling, I love the destinations I visit, but yeah, there's a but. But the process of getting to the destination kills me. By far, everything is great in traveling. Only the time it takes for you to fly to a country and the time it takes for you to go through immigration, baggage claim, this visa process. All this time gets so wasted that, and also jet lag, these all the factors, like, really brings you down when you're traveling, because if you're traveling for 4 days, within those 4 days, 2 days will take you for traveling, and at least 1 day will take you for finishing off your jet lag, and then there will be only 1 day for you to, like, look around and discover new places. So yeah, that's really negative point, con that you can say for traveling, but obviously the pros outnumber the con. Traveling is really nice way of educating yourself on the It is like a really nice way of educating yourself on the society and the cultures all around the world. And not only does it allow you to gain respect of different traditions and cultures, but it also allows you to learn more about the people, about the different ways of lifestyle. It allows you to even compare your country with others, so that you can see how the development and what the future holds for these countries. Yes, and another thing, the major point of traveling, it allows you to increase your love for other communities and societies, and it revokes the hatred in this world. It also benefits the country a lot, and by I mean a lot, not exaggerating, it benefits the country a lot. Not only does it provide a successful space for the country, like people like to visit that country, it also gives the country more confidence in building up their infrastructures and building up their economy, so that more tourists can come and visit their country and allow them to show what kind of hospitality they can provide them. Yeah, so these factors are really are important to the travel and tourism industry. I myself am a student of travel and tourism. So yeah, there might be a little more information that I know, but not much. I don't pay attention to those subjects as much as I do to other majors. So yeah, traveling is this is traveling. You go have a nice time and then you come back to your normal routine. It allows you to get yourself educated, in the same time it allows you to get yourself relaxed and discover new places. Yeah, well, that's traveling for me. Though I have tried to travel a lot more, but due to time, not enough time, and my IGCSEs, it's really hard for me to travel. Anyone who wants to travel, there are many places you could go. I would recommend you to go to Switzerland. It's by far the most favorite place for me, scenic wise and country wise, and the society and cultural wise, this country has a lot more for you. And also it happens to be in Europe, which will allow you to get a Schengen visa, and with that visa you don't have to get like visas for other countries that are in Europe. So you are entitled to a free entry within countries of the European European nation, I guess. So yeah, like France, UK, I don't think so. I think you need a visa for UK, but like France and Germany and Amsterdam, these countries, most of the countries allow you to gain a free entry if you have a Schengen visa. So yeah, and what I prefer for while looking for holiday packages holiday destinations is mostly I don't look for a nice hotel, neither do I look for a nice brunch deal or any kind of lunch deal which I'll get. I just look for the destination, and the thing I really like in a destination is nature. I really love to travel places where there are a lot more natural activities and natural natural places for you to visit. Because I myself am living in Dubai. It's a tourism hub. This country has made itself such a nice place for people that they come over here and take ideas so that they can implement them in their countries. I think that's it for segment 2. It's not that long. I won't make it that long because there'll be a long segment on Sunday 12th of May for with a guest. So yeah, stay tuned. Love everyone. Be kind. Always always try to not get into fights because I've seen a few fights over here and I'm really I'm really not that into it. I feel like there should be more positivity than negativity in this world. So yeah, love each other. We all are brothers and sisters, and yeah, peace guys, until next time, bye.